Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Oh, what a nice warm day.
I know. It's our all-school work day. There are lots of folks out and about washing windows, setting out clothing for the clothing exchange. I saw some rakes. I saw Joe Linares.
Joe Linares.
It's a really special day for Joe.
And
not just Joe, but Jerry Brenneman, too.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Why is it special?
Well, I hate to say it, but this is their last work day as Pleasant Ridge parents.
Hard to believe.
They're graduating with their eighth graders this year.
Their final eighth grader.
Yes. And
Joe's third one.
Right. And Jerry's second. And wow, they do so much. Joe has been the facilities chair for at least 200 years. And has organized countless work days and different projects around the school.
Yeah. We've been here 12 years, and he was doing that job before we got here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trustee Jerry, you know, Jerry's been helping in the kitchen a lot lately. I mean, it's just, it'll be really different to different school experience without them here.
Yeah.
But big congratulations to them. There will be cake. Actually, there will be pie today to celebrate.
Nice.
All their hard work and dedication to the school.
I better go do some work, earn a slice.
Yes. I haven't yet picked it up yet, so I'm excited to see what the co-op has to offer.
Okay. We better finish up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks to everybody who came out to help with the all-school work day. If you weren't able to come out, there is always plenty of work to be done, so get in touch. Let's look at the calendar.
All right. Upcoming events. So the Pleasant Ridge book sale is going on, started yesterday, going through the 13th. We already mentioned work day and clothing swap today. April 29th is the assembly and parent coffee. April 30th, new family brunch. We'll speak more about that in a minute. May 4th and 5th, grade 5 class play. May 6th, May Day. May 6th and 7th, grade 8 class play. May 10, 11, and 12th, grade 2 class play. May 13th, assembly, and parent coffee.
I have really good news.
I can't wait.
The school directories have arrived.
Oh, fantastic.
Check your PRWS mailbox, physical mailbox, right next to the front office. Just in time to make spring and summer plans with PRWS families and friends, a copy of the school directory has been placed in each family's mailbox. This version does not include the parent handbook or local business directory, as in usual years. However, both will be included in the 22-23 version that will be in your hands early this fall. We promise. To access the parent handbook in the interim, please visit the Parent Center portal via the PRWS website. The handbook will be uploaded here in the coming week. Of course, if you need to reference it any sooner than that, please reach out and we'll forward it your way. Special thanks to Brendan Froschel for helping prepare our school directory again this year.
PRWS Book Sale. The book sale has begun and will continue through May 13th. Come browse the tables and donate books from home to add to the sale. Funds from the sale will be used to purchase new books for our school library. If you have books to donate, they can be placed in the front office. Thanks to all who have donated and supported the sale in the past. Please continue to support this great cause.
Personnel update for the 22-23 school year. This is especially good news. Mm. We are so happy to announce that Elaine Schmid has recently accepted the position as grade 4 class teacher, beginning in the 22-23 school year. That's for the rising fourth grade. Elaine comes to us from Duluth, Minnesota. She's a founding member of the Spirit of the Lake Community School, where she worked in several capacities. During her tenure there, she was not only a class teacher, but also did a lot of administrative duties and taught movement classes, did lots of committee work, and mentored new teachers. She comes with a wealth of knowledge and an enthusiasm and passion for all things out of doors, including environmental education. She obtained her master's in education from the University of Minnesota Duluth and her Waldorf Teacher Training Certificate from the Great Lakes Waldorf Institute in Milwaukee. She will be accompanied in her move to Viroqua by her husband, Eric, and their three children, Willow, Jasper, and Lakin. Welcome, Elaine and family.
That is really great.
It's really exciting. She was around again this week to just do a little bit of teaching and get to know the children a little bit better. And, you know, just here out and about looking at the area and looking for a place to set up camp.
Mm, nice.
Welcome, Elaine.
May 2022, hot lunch menu. One more month of hot lunches, everybody. So please turn in your menus along with payment to the office by April 25th. Call the office at 637-7828. Email or stop in to inquire about credits.
Something to consider about lunch credits is you can also decide to donate them to those in need. So that there's an idea too, if you feel so inclined. New family brunch next Saturday, April 30th. This is a welcome brunch for new families who have joined PRWS since 2020. It'll be here at the school from 10 a.m. to noon. Please RSVP directly to Michelle Thomas. You can also do so online. There's a link in the Lunchbox Express. And each new family should have also received a formal invitation in the mail with that information as well.
PRWS Spring Concert Recording available. Congratulations to all the performers and a big thank you to all the faculty, staff, and parent volunteers who helped make the spring concert possible. A recording of the performance is now available for viewing by clicking the button here in the lunchbox.
Eighth grade project presentation recordings are also now available. Enjoy these right from the comfort of your home via the PRWS website. Recordings are available for many of the presentations with parents' permission. Big thanks, of course, to David Levin for the recordings and General AV Genius.
Oh, that's nice.
Stellar work, class of 2022. These really are not to be missed.
Really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, PRWS is hiring. And may I say that it's in an area that will bring great delight to whomever is in that role. Mm. I had the great fortune of being called into the kindergarten this week just for an afternoon, just to help out. Mm. And I thought, I should apply. It's really sweet. What a great group. We are looking for kindergarten assistants, and we have a few different positions available. We are also looking for a movement assistant. For more information regarding employment opportunities, or for an application, contact Jordan Brudas or go directly to our website and you can find an application and all the answers to most of the questions, probably maybe even all of the questions that you have about the role. So both for part-time and full-time.
All right, some community news. Save the date, 7th grade fundraiser, spring soiree, and early bird plant sale. This is on May 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Pleasant Ridge Playground. A casual outdoor event to welcome the warm weather and give parents and adults in the community a chance to reconnect after the long winter. Featuring an array of hearty appetizers, non-alcoholic beverages, and simple sweets for purchase, an early bird opportunity to check out the greenhouse and buy items from the 7th grade plant sale. We'll have a few tables and chairs and fire pits set up. Please feel free to bring a camp chair and or a blanket. Babysitting is available on request provided by the 7th grade at Youth Initiative. Contact info coming soon. Hope to see you soon.
That sounds really fun.
It'll be fun. It's a new element of the plant sale. I think it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, soiree.
I always like that word, yeah. Soiree.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice word.
I feel like I'm supposed to dance and twirl, though. I'm not as drawn to that idea.
It makes me think of, you know, putting on something a little extra, you know.
Is it frilly? Do you wear frilly things to soirees, or is it more like
I think it's
elegant?
More glam.
Glam. Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have some ideas. Yeah.
So I know you do. You aren't kidding.
So come and find out. You know, sometimes you say, where am I going to wear this fancy thing in Viroqua? Well, to the spring soiree. That's where.
That's permission right there.
Yes, indeed. Thank you to Margaret for organizing that. I know there are a few others. Okay, Waldorf Community Garden. Dear friends, our first year of hosting a community garden in the Growing for Good garden space was simply delightful. We started with big work by the Youth Initiative Gardening and Agriculture class creating a few structural additions. And then all summer we had a small crew of dedicated folks who weeded, watered, harvested, and weeded some more to create a beautiful haven we love to frequent. If you're interested in joining us this year, please contact Vicki Ramsey at VickiLimRamsey@gmail.com or at 606-3760.
First Annual Youth Initiative Community Fun Walk. This is short notice if you don't know already. It's actually tomorrow. Depending on if I get this posted today, I should. This Sunday, April 24th at 2 p.m., Youth Initiative High School is hosting their first YIHS 5K Community Fun Walk. Please come and join in the fun, camaraderie, and movement while helping to support YIHS. There's a link right here to sign up, and then you click on Get Tickets. I assume there'd be a link right from their website. I don't know that for sure. Sign up as an individual or put together a team. This team could be comprised of your family, your spouse, your friends, your parents, your colleagues, anyone. Donate to participate. Any amount is greatly appreciated. You pick your donation amount. Note on the website, you'll put one donation amount down for all the members of your group team. You can also sign up the day of. Registration begins at 1 p.m. Check-in, registration, and the walk will all meet at the main pavilion at Eckhart Park. Registration again begins at 1 p.m. Check-in, for those already registered online, begins at 1:30, and the walk begins at 2 p.m. Why? To support our wonderful high school and be together moving outside. The walk is a low-traffic route through town and is open to all ages and abilities. For more info, contact Beth Krieger-Fritsch, link here in the lunchbox. Jess Krieger, also link in the lunchbox. Or Lara, phone number 563-419-8277.
Wow, and it says here, speaking of another place for fancy pants, it says costumes and merrymaking mindset encouraged. Merrymaking mindset encouraged. This is the place for me.
I'm pretty sure we're going.
I like to merrymake. I like costumes.
I think a walk would be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds fun. All right. Celebrate the Driftless. Celebrate community with a community poetry performance over at the Commons on Sunday, April 24th at 2 p.m. So tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Commons, a local author and book launch, our very own Catherine Young. Her poetry and prose is published nationally and internationally and is featured in the Driftless Reader. She hosts WDRT's Landward, Readings of Place and Season, and is totally in love with meandering streams. Her book will be available for purchase and signing. Bring your chair. We'll gather at the Commons East Side Yard. If inclement weather, it will be moved inside to the theater.
So the good news is there are a lot of things to do in our little community. Indeed. The bad news is tomorrow you got to pick one or the other because they're both at the same time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Art Sprout classes, another option coming up. Art Sprouts Season 4 has started. The class has been full of bright discussion, support for one another, creative problem solving, collaborative brainstorming, and each child allowing their own style and passion to unfold. We have one more session left this school year and plan to focus on realism turned to illustration. Class for session 4 will begin Thursday, April 21st, then April 28th, May 5th, no class May 12th, and our last class will be Thursday, May 19th. The cost is $40. For more info, contact Vicki Ramsey, and as always, a link here in the lunchbox.
Mari loves that class.
Nice.
Yeah. Bell Choir Flute Concert on May 1st. PRWS music teacher Stephanie Pedretti will be performing as a featured flute soloist at the upcoming spring concert of the Viroqua Community Bell Choir. She will be performing works for solo flute and piano by Telemann, Miyagi, and Doppler. The Bell Choir is preparing a free program of sacred and secular music to celebrate spring. Other guest participants are Roxanne Feld, Jacinta Hendon, and Paul Woodward. The concert is at 2 p.m. Sunday, May 1st at the United Methodist Church at 221 South Center Avenue in Viroqua. Refreshments in the Fellowship Hall will follow the concert.
Christian Community Event. The Viroqua affiliate of the Christian community will have an Eastertide visit from Reverend Gina Lee from the Chicago congregation. All are welcome at any and all of the following events, which will mostly take place in the Turning Place, room 202 of the Landmark Center. The community meal will be at the Commons. Also, Reverend Gina Lee will be available for the Sacrament of Consultation, for conversation, having tea, etc. For more information, contact Jenny Spann. She has a link here in the lunchbox or on her landline, 608-637-8759. And there are more details for the actual events in the lunchbox.
For May 7th and May 8th. Wow, so much coming up.
A lot coming up. The year is coming to the end.
Yeah, only four. You said earlier, only four more weeks of school, and I kind of did a double take, but alas. Okay, well, thanks so much, David.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few weeks. Thanks for listening, all, and happy spring.
Happy spring, everybody.